The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Listen to the good news proclaimed in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, reading from verse 24 to 30, and then from verse 36 to 43.
Glory to Christ our Saviour.
Here is another parable he gave them. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man sowed his field with good seed, but while everyone was asleep, his enemy came, sowed darnel among the wheat, and made off. When the corn sprouted and began to fall out, the darnel could be seen among it. The farmer's men went to their master and said, "Sir, was it not good seed that you sowed in your field? So where has the darnel come from?" "This is an enemy's doing," he replied. "Well then," they said, "shall we go and gather the darnel?" "No," he answered. "In gathering, if you might pull up the wheat, at the same time, let them both grow together till harvest, and at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the darnel first and tie it in bundles for burning, then collect the wheat into my barn." Verse 36. Then he sent the people away and went into the house, where his disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the darnel in the field." And he replied, "The sower of the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed stands for the children of the kingdom, and the darnel for the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed the darnel is the devil. The harvest is the end of time, and the reapers are angels. As the darnel is gathered up and burned, so at the end of time, the Son of Man will send his angels, who will gather out of his kingdom every cause of sin, and all whose deeds are evil. These will be thrown into the blazing furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. If you have ears, then hear." This is the Gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ our Lord.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was reading an article about a person who suffered a severe stroke, and after the stroke he could not do anything for himself, and he was hospitalized for 3 months. He had to depend on other people to help him, and being financially dependent on other people was an issue for him. Because prior suffering a stroke, he was a CEO of a well-known company. He had several degrees, and in his words, and I quote, "Although I had all the money in the world, I was confronted with the truth. Without my family and without God, it does not mean anything, and you are lost without them and without God." Quote close. During the time he was hospitalized, he had a lot to reflect upon and came to certain conclusions. And one of it was that he could not continue with his lifestyle, because all he had was through the grace of God. He recuperated and decided that he needed to do something about his life, to serve God, help other people, doing a mentorship, and like he said, he had never experienced such fulfillment in his life like he is doing now. Not even all the money the degrees, the lifestyle he maintained could compare to see other people grow, develop, and how we also grew with him through his mentorship. He also came to understand what his father always said, which he never understood: you cannot give anything if you do not have. And he always thought it was about materialism, giving people money or goods. But the most important thing he learned was that he needs to be anchored in God. Now, my dear friends, this brings us to the Old Testament reading, where Jacob set out to go to Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. And he had a dream in which he had a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven. The angels of God ascending and descending on it, and above it stood the Lord busy talking to Jacob. He awoke from his sleep and thought that the Lord is in this place, and for him the place where he was the house of God, the gate of heaven. The next morning Jacob took the stone which he placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it, and he called that place Bethel, which means house of God. My dear friends, similar to the first story and the story in the Old Testament, there are several lessons which we can take or learn from it. The first person realized it does not matter how much money you have, how many degrees, the high lifestyle you are maintaining. Materialism is not a requirement for salvation. Because if you are not anchored in God, you are lost. We cannot compare material fulfillment with what we experience with the glory of God. And the promise we get from God: He will watch over us wherever we go. He will not leave us nor forsake us until He has done whatever plan He has in store for us or promised us, just like He promised Jacob. But we can also learn the following from this. We can be representatives of God's house. It does not matter where we are, what difficulties we have, the space we find ourselves in, or the chaos surrounding us. There we can find our house of God. And maybe we can also be the pillars for God. Then we will also be able to distinguish between the darnel and the wheat. And in the gospel message, in the third discourse of Matthew, we are dealing this week with the growth of the weeds and the explanation thereof. Last week we dealt with the sowing of the seeds, and each of these parables are explicitly about the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus continues to tell these parables to the crowds and maybe to us as well, how God wants us to live in the presence of the kingdom of God. And in the previous parable, it was all about the seeds were good, but the problem was where it landed. In this parable, the problem is with the seed itself. Some is wheat and some is darnel. So when we are not anchored in God, sometimes the enemy comes in the night, poisoning our thoughts. He crawls into our hearts and we almost choke and is destroyed. That an hour is present which the enemy sowed, but because we are not anchored in God, in a time when we are in a dark place, the enemy takes its chance and messes with our thoughts, driving and lurking us away from God. We need to be able to distinguish between whether it is bad or good seed, and we will only be able to do that when we have a relationship with God, anchored in Him, growing and working on our relationship with Him to do what God wants us to do. To be careful to not make idols of other gods in the forms of materialism, achievements, power, status, you name it, but be the house of God. What we sow, we shall reap. And the darkness, the enemy, is the factor which we need to overcome. Those who are faithful to God will be gathered together, rewarded, and brought into God's presence. Jesus makes it clear in Matthew 13, the gospel is open to all who listen. Amen.